Hi, my name is Rob, and this is my weekly podcast. Each week, I sit down with a different guest, and we talk about things that you have been up to in the fandom. Are we going to talk about everything? Of course not. It's only an hour. Will we communicate effectively? It's a wheel of time. Probably not. But will we have fun? Most definitely. Welcome to Malkir's Wrap-Up. Hello, folks. Welcome back to Malkir's Wrap-Up. Third week in a row I've managed to achieve this. It's getting scary now, folks. I might actually be doing the podcast regularly. Do not be afraid. It may not last. You never know. Christmas is coming. What a holiday is coming. It's going to be wild. I might not be able to keep it up, but we're going to keep trying. This week, I have not one, not two, but three glorious guests. Please welcome Wolf Brother 7, Moradin, and Silvertooth. How are we doing, guys?
Doing good. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
I am very glad to hear that. It is, I've had, Wolf, have you been on before? I believe you have, haven't you?
Not the podcast,
but you've been on the YouTube. Obviously, Moradin, you've been on. Mm-hmm. And Silvertooth, have you been on? Yes.
Yeah, I was on.
Yeah. Okay, so we're taking Wolf Brothers' podcast cherry here.
He'll be all right.
Did you he just hit a pop? I'm not sure if that came through or not, but he just hit a pop. It was a very small cherry, folks. It was a very, very long. There we go. That was a pop for you.
There you go.
Thanks for popping my cherry, Silvertooth.
You got you, buddy. Anytime.
That is so hilarious, considering.
It's carrying over from the pre-show.
Exactly. You guys don't want to know what we were talking about in the pre-show, but yeah, it's carrying over from that, and it was hilarious. So, yeah, I've invited the guys here tonight, recording on a Tuesday rather than a Sunday, which means all my usual patrons who listen on Sunday are in bed. So it's just the four of us. But yeah, invited them on because in the lead-up and during Season 2, you guys were a team, and I'm going to say in a fantasy league, but it's going to require a bit more explanation than that, isn't it? So who's team captain? Who wants to give the spiel?
I'll take it.
Everyone's pointing to Bradley's. They're like, yeah, okay. That's
so
this is his baby.
Yeah, I watched it. I followed it last year, or sorry, not last year, season one, which seems like forever ago. The Black Tower podcast put on the Watt Fantasy series, and it was created by Commissioner Smack, who had this brainchild. He's like, hey, fantasy football, but for the Watt Amazon Prime series. He developed a set of rules. He got, you know, everything, you know, points, negative points, positive points, everything set up, and BTP said, hey, yeah, we'll do it. And so they did it. It was really fun. And then they put the call out for season two. If anybody wanted to form a team and do the Watt Fantasy for season two. And I was like, absolutely. I asked if Silvertooth wanted to do it. We asked if Moradin wanted to do it. We came up with the name Mori's Dark Hounds to take a break from, you know, Wolf Brotherness. And... was it Uno who designed an awesome logo for us. And then, you know, we dive in, and there are six teams this year. And points were dealt out, by Commissioner Smack and his co-commissioner. that's the background of the team forming.
Okay. I'm going to start off with Maury. How much convincing did it take for you to turn our two favorite Wolfie guys into Dark Helms?
Not much, I think. I think I love the name Maurice Dark Helms. I mean, I think it's I don't know how we started, but we had, like, obviously we got Wolf Brother and Silver Tooth of the Wolf Brother Persuasion, and then so we had myself, obviously known Forsaken, so we're like, okay, we'll just run with the Dark Hound theme there. And I guess that's where we came up with the name Maurice Dark Hound. So
yeah, I believe we bounced around a couple of different ideas, and then the one that stuck for sure was Maurice Dark Hound. So
okay, what didn't make the pile? What was on the reject pile? I'm curious.
Oh,
do you remember?
Yeah, I'd have to go through the Discord chat, but
I imagine after all of season two, it's pretty, like, extended.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
I mean,
it was a while ago.
Yeah, we did some. I mean, like, we met beforehand before the draft, and we thought about everything that we saw in the trailers. We thought about, you know, the Great Hunt and the storyline. And we're like, what characters are going to be prominent? What's going to happen in the story? Where can we get the most points? And we basically kind of set up, like, what characters we thought were going to go what rounds, what our best options would be per round, some wild cards we discussed. I mean, we took it pretty seriously for just a fun league, and I say seriously in quotes, but it was fun, and it turned out well for us, I think.
I mean, I do hear that. While we carry on chatting, Silvertooth seems to have sadly stepped away. He had tech issues joining us to start with, so
yeah.
Hopefully he's not going to disappear forever.
So I've got a few names if you want to hear.
Absolutely, bring the names in, Maury.
Okay, so we had all of their, you know, see if you can notice the theme. We had The Last Hunt, Breaking the Wheel, Flaming Golden Eyes, The Great Wolf Hunt, The Dark Hound Hunt, Wolf Hunters of the Horn. Just to name a few that I was able to bring up.
There's definitely a theme there. I mean, Maury's Dark Hounds is fun, but I don't know, the Last Hunt? Something, like, there's something scary and dark, but also very powerful about that. So, yeah. I don't know, Maury's Dark Hounds is obviously a great choice, so. But those names, I can see why you bandied a few around before you picked that.
The Last Hunt, to me, kind of goes a little bit more, you know, like with the Great Hunt, and we want to be around for a while, not just season two.
Right. So.
Yeah,
I get that. That's making sense. All right. I think Silvertooth has managed to rejoin us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go. He's back.
Welcome back.
Know what happened there.
That's fine. We were just, Maury was just sharing the other names. I said the Last Hunt sounded pretty cool. And then Wolf Brother 7 come in with the wisdom of just like, well, we want to hang around a bit longer than just, you know, season two. So that felt like it just capped it off there, and we don't want to do that. So that's fair. That's fair. So you got pretty serious with this. You know, you're going through the trailer, you're talking about the story, characters that are appearing, not appearing, what they might get up to. Like, how tough was it to actually pick characters? Like, what was the did you pick, is it like when you draft and, you know, you do a fantasy league for the NFL or something and you pick certain players and you can trade them later, or were you stuck with like players the whole season? Like, how does that work? Like, Silvertooth, you want to take it away since you missed out the last bit?
Sure. Yeah, as far as like deciding who we wanted to pick, because I don't know if I missed that part. You know, we kind of just got together, went through, you know, what expectations and all that other stuff, and kind of put them in order of, you know, if we were picking one through whatever else, like, in, you know, who's our one, who's our two, who's our three. So we had that spreadsheet to run with when we did our draft. And
yes,
then...
yes, we did use a spreadsheet.
Well, yeah. You know the maidens are going to ask, was it a sexy spreadsheet?
Yes.
Aren't all spreadsheets sexy?
I think that deserves a ramen rattle there. It's not the right show, but it's getting a ramen rattle there. I know Grace is going to listen and be like, yes, this is why we are like wolf siblings. Okay. Yeah, nice.
So yeah, then during season, you can add and drop characters, okay. Which I believe one of you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe basically last place got first choice of, and then up to first place would get the last choice of it. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to replace one of your characters with an available character, any available character, you could do so just by letting the commissioner know this is the move we want to make. Which we didn't end up making a single move this year.
No, we didn't.
No.
Oh, okay.
We really considered, but
we got pretty lucky too. We got first pick in the draft, and the way the draft was set this time was that it picked you. If you were, you got to pick. We got to pick at number one spot in all the rounds, which caused some waves from the other teams. But there's
it wasn't a snake draft.
Is that not how it works? If you get the number one pick, you get in this case the number seven pick, and then the number
typically you would go 1-7 you'd go 1-12 whatever it'd be, right. 12-13, and then you don't pick again until so that would be a snake draft where it breaks it down so that you don't always get the best available person every single round. So that is typically how drafts operate. For whatever reason, the commissioner decided not to do that for this year's, and it worked out really well for us.
Funny thing was that Moraine fell to the fourth round. So we picked up Moraine like way down, and
that was our best pick, having Moraine and just being available in the fourth round picking. She did a lot for us. I mean, just the start of the show.
That last episode.
Right.
Yes. She got you some points in that last episode, I'm willing to bet.
And I probably and episode should four. Say, uh-huh. And episode four. Yeah. I should say the points are based off of combat, magic, and sexy time. So you can get points, you can get positive or negative points based on if you win or lose a fight,
Like
sexy time or getting shut down. Or
I was trying to think of what the negative the sexy time was. Like sexy time but you don't finish is the negative time?
It's kind of like unwanted. Like the worst is like unwanted. Gotcha. And then magic use is like if you channeling or using objects of the power or of some magical essence or anytime parents' eyes like wolved out. Yeah.
And we had ran, so every time he got shielded, it was negative points.
Yeah, and so negative points if they get shielded, or if if you needed a channel and couldn't, you get negative points because it's like you failed to use magic when you should have been able to use magic. Commissioner Smack does a really good, has a good system. So props to Commissioner Smack 100%.
That's amazing. Yeah, I haven't really interacted with Smack in the BTP server, but I have seen them around, and I think I remember when they wanted to set this up, and I was like, I suck at simple fantasy league stuff. Like there's no way I can possibly be anywhere close to able to do this, so I definitely didn't join, and we've lost Silvertooth again. Ladies and gents, welcome to the podcast recording.
Recurring theme, I think, today.
That's what happens when you live in Michigan.
Is this when we shit talk Michigan while he's gone?
Absolutely.
Was Michigan playing this weekend?
Yeah, we watched
you,
that
you and Silver were hanging out, weren't you, Wolfie?
Yeah, yeah. We got together and did a little bit. Flamingo Sedai dubbed it Football Con.
Football Con, yeah. We literally was Pineapple Sedai as well there? Was that
Pelican Sedai?
Pelican Sedai. There we go.
It's terrible because I met him and hung out with Flamingo Sedai's brother, and this was a month or so back. I don't know his name. I can't remember it. I just dubbed him Pelican Sedai, and that's what I remember. He did not make it, though, unfortunately, but he is welcome. And anyways, yeah, we got together in real life friends and watched some football. It was a good time.
And he's back now. Yeah, so stop talking smack about Michigan. Yeah,
so. Well, welcome back to the pattern, Silvertooth.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on tonight. It's I don't know if it's my internet or what, but yeah, it keeps. So it's you guys are freezing, but which makes me realize that clearly something's wrong on my end. So I don't know.
It's funny. You just kind of go quiet and then you disappear when you're logging in and out. But your internet must be working because you're not leaving the Discord chat. But I mean, we're the only ones in the Discord chat because all my usual patrons that listen are asleep.
Right.
But yeah, no, don't feel bad. It happens. So who was actually in your, like, who did you draft? You mentioned you got Maureen in the fourth round, Maury, but like who was like your number one pick? And like, you know, who did you end up in your team? How many did you get to pay? How many rounds were there? Like,
there were six people we draft? Five
rounds. Okay.
And we got, so I wasn't there in the draft, but so I think Wolf Brother and Silver Truth were there in the draft, but yeah, we got Rand in the first round.
Right.
It's Rand, Ishii, Perrin, Moraine, and then Hatsima. Who came through for us?
Yeah, he came in pretty clutch.
Yeah, there's weeks where you go like where one of your characters or multiple characters don't get any points at all.
Right.
And then there's one or two characters that get all the points that episode or whatever it may be. The MVP was Lanfear, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can believe that. Who had Lanfear?
Black Tower. North Harbor, sorry.
North Harbor, which was our closest competition. And yeah. I mean, it's not surprising because it was kind of like, yeah, obviously Rand and Celine were kind of like the romance duo, so like the points were kind of like just like...
And what's crazy...
You know, we got points, they got points, and it kept going until like... I think it was episode 5 or 6 where Lanfear had a huge huge point episode where they're, you know, in the Foregate, and then they like completely overtook us that week in terms of points.
Yeah. And what's crazy looking back at the draft, so we could have taken Lanfear instead of Ishii. Like they picked Lanfear with their second pick. So it's just kind of wild had we gone that route instead, you know, by which obviously whatever. That's how fantasy drafts work anyway. But
this is true. Okay, so, and I'm curious week to week how it works. Like, so is there like a winner each week, but then the winner overall is how many points across the season? Like, how does it work on a week to week basis?
More so bragging rights throughout the week, and then the loser, like we said, the loser of, well, no, it's whoever's in last always gets first, you know, trade in or drop and pick up. But there's, you know, the winner for that week is just bragging rights. And Black Tower Podcast will do a show in between each episode where the points are revealed and everybody, you know, gets together on a live stream and we just... Shit,
those are the fun parts. That's when you get really contentious over the points.
I was trying to argue them,
and so like one of the fun weeks was so there was like you get extra points if like a non-channeler character can kill like a channeler like a Forsaken.
Right.
And I think end of week four was the one where Moraine like kills like, you know, stabs Lanfear and like slits her throat. So there was some lively discussion that week as to whether or not we should get credited for a Forsaken kill, because, you know, if you remember the end of the episode, like, you know, you see the saw and everything, so that was an interesting debate. But thankfully we did prevail and get points for that.
Oh, okay, you did get points. All right, yeah. Fair enough.
I did also make an argument to get points for to get romance points for Ishii caressing Ran's face in the dream, but then it turns into Lanfear, and I tried but did not prevail in that instance. So we didn't get romance points in that situation.
So is this you're appealing to Smack, or you're appealing to the BTP guys, or
it's Smack?
You're appealing to Smack. Okay. I mean, that's a weird sentence. To Commissioner Smack. That sounds better.
Commissioner Smack. And and co-commissioner Morshadi.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yes.
Sorry. I think I left that out earlier. Co-commissioner Morshadi does a lot of the legwork as well.
Right. Yeah, you did mention that he had a co-commissioner, but not who it was. So yeah, Morshadi. That makes sense, because Morshadi is fact checker Mahal. Is he? Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's see. I bounce around the server occasionally. I know some of these names. I'm familiar. So, okay. So, were you like nervous at any point? You're like, we might not win, because it sounds like you were doing pretty well most of the time. You know, with the one exception of when North Harbor sort of like stormed ahead with Lanfear trashing the Foregate sort of situation. Did you think at any point, nah, we ain't got this. We're gonna lose? Or
I'd say going into the last episode was a little nervous, just because you didn't really know exactly what to expect. However, like, that was the reason we took Rand overall, you know, number one overall, is you expected Rand to have his moment at the end.
Right.
And then you figured, you know, Massima's going to show up, probably.
Right.
You hoped Perrin would do something. Moraine had just gotten her powers back. So I felt
Perrin
good,
was frustrating.
I'm thinking about what
he just
Perrin
never
did.
Would flirt with anyone and just would not give us romance points at all. Like, it was
I
so
feel like he would have lost romance points every time he interacted with the Aiel.
Exactly. The Aiel are flirting with him, and Perrin's just like sitting there. I'm like, Perrin, do something. Come on, you're killing us, man.
Yeah. The biggest question we had, or the biggest debate that we had throughout, you know, because every week we have a chance to pick up and drop someone.
Right.
And it's like, okay, well, pretty early on, we're like, we're going to drop Ishii because we know we're theorizing that Ishii's just going to be, you know, toast at the end of it. And then we got to the, you know, right before the last episode, and we're just kind of like, he's going to be doing some big things, and maybe it'll just even himself out, and we hope that he gets in the positive by the end. And so, you know, we rolled the dice on that, and it worked out. I was worried because I didn't think we were to get points for Moraine.
I feel like that was another roll the dice moment, because I was like, going after like episode 6, I think, when after Lanfear had the big point win,
right?
Pip point gain, I was like, I was kind of like, okay, like, we need Moraine to get her powers back, like, real fast going into the finale, or otherwise, like, we're gonna get nothing from Moraine. But I felt confident she would get her powers back before the finale, like this season. So thankfully, that did work out for us, and she did well in the finale.
Yeah. Nice. I'm very curious. Did anybody pick Uno? And if so, was he dropped after episode 3?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. And so he was drafted, and then he was dropped. And then somebody picked him back up, hoping he'd be a hero of the horn.
Flame and Fang, maybe?
I don't remember who, and I couldn't tell you if it was the same team that drafted him or how that, you know, because obviously it could be anybody at that point. Which, same idea, we had flirted around with the idea of picking up like Brigida going into the last week, just expecting to see the Heroes of the Horn, and just decided it wasn't worth the risk. And I dropped out again.
Nope, I think we lost him there.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
I think so. You could pick up characters that are not confirmed to be in the show. So, like, obviously, going into episode 8, we didn't know if Brigida was actually going to be on the show or not. But you could still roll the dice and pick up like any Hero of the Horn. And if they showed up, then you would get points for anything they did. So we considered picking up one of the heroes because we felt pretty confident they were going to be in there. And, like, you know, could we actually get like a big point? Big points from one of the heroes, like a Brigida or an Archer Hawkman or someone. So, but we decided not to. I think our team is pretty strong. So
I'm pretty sure Archer Hawkman got 0 points.
Right.
Like, yeah, I mean,
did he showed up?
I guess Amaterasu was the big
big
winner for the heroes, right?
Mm-hmm. Although Uno must have got a few points.
Yeah,
he did.
But then he must have. He probably was in the. Well, I don't know. Was he in the negative when he got killed? Because he trashed a lot of Sean Chanda by that stage, didn't he?
But I think that was in episode 2 that he.
2.
And so in episode 3. I can't remember.
Was, I mean, are the negative points for dying going to outweigh all the positive points he got in episode 2?
I don't think it did. I think he still ended up. Overall in the season, positive points.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you include episode 8, I'm sure it was positive.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I was watching that scene earlier today and, he definitely kills at least 3 or 4 characters in that episode.
Yeah, and major props to the commissioners for having to sit there through those like fight scenes and trying to get points to people. Like, because let's like exercise and patience, I guess, of analyzing frames and trying to allocate points.
I couldn't even do it for our characters. Like, I thought about watching it and tallying up our points, and I was like, nope, not doing it.
So, like, did you, like, just guess them each week, or did you just be like, no, we'll just see what they give us, and then we'll, like, contend where we think we need to contend?
That was the latter.
Yeah, I mean, so
I was like, whatever.
Some of it we guessed, like, after the finale, we kind of talked, and we're like, you know, it kind of depends on what to do with Moraine, but obviously, you know, Rand's going to get this many points for his death arrow thing he did, because he kills, like, 7 or 8 people all at once.
I think in the finale we were trying to figure out how much we were going to get from Moraine because she takes on the Sean Chan boats and like
is she going to get kill credits,
and we were trying debating whether we were going to get a lot or not from that.
Yeah, it was like confirmed kills versus assumed kills, you know, could be the differentiation between a lot of points, and like destroying a ship doesn't get you points.
Right.
It gets you channeling points, but like that was one weave destroying all those ships. So that's like one weave worth of points.
Gotcha.
So it's not
That's a gray area. Like how many people she kill on these ships? Like the commissioner's gotta take a guesstimate of how many died and how many, you know, managed to jump in the water and swim off or whatever, yeah.
Where the real fun comes in is I'm sitting there and I'm watching these episodes. Sometimes we have friends over. Sometimes it just be my wife and I. And I'd just be like, points. And like, you know, it is just, it adds that little bit more of excitement to it because you're enjoying what you're watching. It's fun. You know, it's like, what's the, you know, I know the story, but how are they going to tell the story? Mm-hmm. Right. And then on top of it, you throw this little extra spin into, you know, bragging rights and, oh, I shit talked a lot this week. So I gotta make sure I get these points.
Yeah.
Did the three of you ever watch together?
No. I mean, I guess obviously you could do like a watch party, but you know, Maury's pretty far from us, even though me and Wolfie are pretty close to each other. But
right, fair enough. I can just imagine the three of you. It'd almost be like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme, you know, like I know that guy, but instead it's the three of you going points, points.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I definitely also did the same watching it. Like, it would just, you know, some scene would happen and be like, and we're going to get a lot of points from that. So,
I think it was like the scene where Rand is with Swan or something, and then Rand starts channeling, you're like, yes, he's channeling points, and he gets shielded. I'm like, no, he gets shielded. just lost them all. And then he gets like shielded again later, like, oh God, Rand didn't do anything for us this week.
There's people out there, and they're like, there's people out there being like, man, they did this to my favorite character, or that to my favorite character, or they skipped this bit in his arc, or whatever, or like, she went through this in the books, but not here, or why did they add that into to her there? And the three of you are there like, God damn it, you got shielded, you're losing me points, man. That's amazing. I love that. So, did you do this for season one? Did I like miss that at the beginning when we were talking about this?
I watched it.
Right. Okay.
During season one, BTP did it. They had a couple people. I think they had six people do it, but it was like individuals.
Right.
And Daniel had, oh, what's her name? Lady.
Amalisa,
who, like, he picked up on a whim in the last episode.
Oh my god!
Like, literally catapulted him into the winning it the first season.
I mean, how many trolls does she take out with her weave? Right. Like, I mean, it's one weave, one channeling points, but there's a lot of killing going on there.
And right, killing dark friends versus killing shadow spawn versus killing forsaken is a different levels of points too. So, like, anyways, and so I followed it, but I didn't, you know, I didn't play. And then they did teams this year, and so we put together number one team, Maury's Darkhounds. And we did win something actually.
What did you actually win?
I'll have to send you a picture so you could post it. It's like a WWE like wrestling belt, like this huge thing, and it's engraved, and the art was done by Tree X.
Wow,
and it's beautiful. And
you got like a legit belt.
Eventually, I'm hoping it's in the mail.
I was gonna bring this up actually as a bone to pick with Daniel, because I was listening to their podcast somewhat recently. It was after the Gathering Madness. And Daniel was basically saying he was going to take his sweet time getting it to Wolf Brothers. So,
You know what? He should have a little bit of time for winning season one. So
he's had a good bit of time. He had like, what was it, like 18 months or something. How long was it between season two?
The belt just came out. The belt was created and came out during season two. So he didn't have anything to show he was the winner during, you know, after season one. So I'm okay if he hangs on to it. I was hoping I'd be able to have it for the football con meetup, so we could get, you know, 2/3 of the team together with pictures with it.
Maybe if you have it in time for JordanCon, like, what is everyone's plans for JordanCon? Is everyone going to make it? Maybe not. Who do we?
Fortunately, not currently planned. Not completely out of the question, but not in the plans.
It's possible that both me and Wolf Brother are going to be last minute decisions and drive down. So,
okay. I mean, I would be sad to not see the three of you, but you know. I understand there's a lot, you know, so many things to do these days, isn't there? Like, you know, too many cons.
A lot of cons. And 24 is a big year for cons.
Yeah.
There was a random Twitter going around today of a bar in Prague that serves its drinks and foods on trains. And like three people or four people from the fandom
tagged you.
And I'm like, okay, so I guess I'm going to Prague.
I mean, yeah. Let me see. I need to dig out my Prague guidebook to see if that's a thing. Like, I mean, I'm sure it is, but it's not something I was aware of. That's amazing. You
need to go live in that establishment.
Folks, if you're not aware, Wolf Brother, he likes trains.
I like trains.
Yeah, he likes trains. So. Well, I hope at some point you get the belt and then the three of you can get together and just brag the fuck out of it, because, you know, it sounds like it was a lot of fun. And season two was just chaos, left, right, and center. I was doing 2 live streams a week plus reaction videos. I was trying to work around it. It was chaos for me. So I was a bad person, and I did not manage to catch basically anyone else's content. So I knew this event was going on, but I totally missed watching any of it. And I'm, you know, when someone suggested, I was like, hey, I'm going to kick the podcast back into gear again, and this is just having the three of you on. I was like, that's an excellent idea, because then I can actually find out the details. I knew you guys had won, but then that was all I knew basically. So, but I appreciate you taking us through. You're gonna go for season 3, I imagine. When season 3 gets round, you'll be out there defending your title.
Yeah, I would imagine we would be.
We didn't talk about it. I kind of assumed
my breakup. Feels like a given here. All right, you can't.
Not to put you guys on the spot or anything, but like, make a decision.
You can't not go out there and defend your title, right? It's.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming they're going to do they're going to fix the draft, so it'll be the difficulty will go up. Yeah. And maybe we won't have a first round pick this time, but, you know, we get there when we get there.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm ready for season 3. I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah. I mean, the strikes are done with. You know, we've been getting a whole slew of just season 2 behind the scenes stuff. Like, that's been a lot of fun. Let's we'll talk about that for a second. Like, what has been the favorite thing you guys have seen that people have like posted? Instagram seems to be the go-to place for everyone posting stuff, isn't it? Instagram has suddenly become very popular. I have very much learned suddenly, you know, the use of stories. Like, not that I didn't know how to post a story previously, but suddenly I'm like, I'm gonna put that in my story. And then I've realized some people don't allow that in their settings. And you're like, why can't I share this on my stories? I don't want to have to do screenshots. This is annoying. Why can't I just? Mm-hmm. But Silvertooth, just in case you jump out and leave us again randomly. Like, what was one of your favorite things like on the Instagrams that you've been seeing from?
I definitely haven't seen all of them, but I've seen a decent amount. I would probably say I love seeing the cast all together. That's always cool. But my favorite's got to be Perrin with Hopper. You know, those were some really cool pictures. So.
Yeah, they were very, very sweet. Wolfie, did you have a favorite?
Don't ask me about Instagram.
Well, maybe you've seen them reposted.
I've seen
on Twitter.
A train that delivers beer.
So if one of the cast members were riding a train, you'd have known about it. But otherwise,
probably.
You're like, nah.
No.
Someone would attack
him. I'm not on the Instagram. I mean, I'm there in the Instagrams, but I don't do it often. I will.
I mean, what
I
series has
better.
Been reposting them on Twitter? Maybe you've seen that?
I don't. Twitter is more foreign to me than Instagram.
Wolfie's just a Discord.
Fair enough.
Discord and YouTube.
Discord, YouTube. Yeah, I'll see right. Some, you know, I there's people been posting some videos now that the all the strikes are over, and so I'll go and I'll peruse. I'll get back to you.
Fair enough. Maury, have like you Instagram? Do you do Twitter?
I don't go on Instagram too often, but I've seen most of them on Twitter. I think
right.
I'm pretty happy just to see that now that the strike's over, that all the cast are like posting kind of all their pent up photos and stuff. I think the favorite one I saw recently was like, do you know the meme of like there's like a girl standing in front of like a house on fire? And so there was like, there was that one. And then it was like, there was like a dual pane. And on the other pane, it's like Maddie smiling in front of like Rena. And she's like, you know, plastered on the ground, kind of making the same face. And that was kind of really my favorite one that I've seen.
It was great. Wasn't it the actress who played Rena that they
I think I read
they posted Zellia, that out.
Yeah. It's the one that did that. Yeah.
The pictures of those two were great. Like, there was about four or five of the pictures of those two, and they were those were good pictures.
Yeah. That was brilliant. My favorite one, I love seeing Arnis doing the fight scene in the village when he was practicing with the stunt guys. And likewise, you saw Marcus and Hamad doing it for the bit where lawyers obviously like getting tied down with ropes and stuff like that. Equally brilliant. But I think my favorite one that I've seen, and some of them are just so good, but my favorite one has to be Hamad dressed as Loyal, like laying on his side on the ground, like just arm up. And it just instantly, and it was so funny because Kevin did this as well. Like the two of us did it together, basically, without realizing. But it just looked like, what's the name from Titanic? You know, like paint me like one of your French girls. Yes.
Yeah.
And so I put it on Instagram as like, paint me like one of your Saladin farm girls. And Kevin puts it up like on Twitter and it was like, paint me like one of your Tamani. What was it? Paint me like one of your... it wasn't Saladin Farm Girls, but it was just something else like that. And I was like, Kev, I just put this on my Instagram like 5 minutes ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I like the one where I think Hamad is in like plain clothes, like for like, and then you just see like the big, like Loyal feet.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, the big feet. That one was also great. So, but no, it has been a lot of fun to see them posting all their season two behind the scenes, funny pictures, get togethers. Brad, we need someone to put like a video collage together for you so you can go out and just enjoy all these pictures.
I can ask my wife. She probably seen it all.
I mean, isn't that what wives are for? You know, like, hey, darling, you're on the Instagram, show me. And I know she is because she posts and I see them. So, yeah, definitely.
She does. Like, I'll find out something. She's like, yeah, I saw that yesterday. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks for telling me. But, you know, I do, and I don't, you know, I'll say this moment just because, but it's probably, I don't know if it falls in the same range of what you're asking about, but I know, was that Hassan had a wedding and they posted some pictures of people dancing at a wedding. This was like months ago.
Yeah.
See, this is on par. Like I find out things.
You've only just found out he got married. Is that what you're telling
no,
us?
No, but I remember that. And I really, that was fun watching those videos and
that
clips
was.
And pictures. Is that in the same wheelhouse of the pictures?
Yeah.
The stuff you're describing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of, it's a lot of things like that. Yeah, definitely. So, but no, I mean, not that we did enjoy things like the Week of Taylor. You know, I think everyone enjoyed the Week of Taylor where he was Maxim's just putting out the most ridiculous exercise photos of like him topless or whatever it was. It was, people were dying of that. But yeah, it is great to see some season two photos. So it's definitely been fun. All right, guys, let's get to know you a little bit. We've chatted about the fantasy. We've chatted about, you know, what the cast is up to, all the season two stuff, but we haven't chatted about you guys. I usually have like a whole slew of questions that I ask, but we spent a fair amount of time talking about the fantasy, and I don't think we should go through all of them, but let's do a couple of them. Maybe we won't do the social media one since we've established that Wolf Rebel's gonna be like, nope.
Sorry.
But I have a question that I've enjoyed asking people the last couple of weeks, and I think it's gonna be it comes up with some fun things. So people are often surprised to find out that I'm not a major Egwene fan. You know, that I'm just like, I'm like very much just like whatever about it type thing. And people, you know, a couple of people are like, oh my God, Rob, I'm not sure we could be friends anymore type thing. is there a character in Wheel of Time that you guys are not a fan of that you think people would be surprised? I mean, Silver's already got his hand up, but surprised to find out you don't like, if you turn around and say Perrin, dude, I'm going to be just like, what?
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
It would be. Go on, tell us who this character is.
Nynaeve.
Nynaeve? Yeah. You think people are surprised you're not a Nynaeve fan?
Because it's not the first time I've said it. She grew on me, which makes sense, right? Like, I think she grows as a character. And as has been discussed, you know, numerous times as you talk about the Wheel of Time, each time you read it, you've grown. You're a different person from the last time you read it as well. So my perspective has changed on her, but I still don't love her. Like, I'm never right. going to. I love scenes. I still cry every time I read Will He Ride Alone, you know. So I absolutely love scenes. I love the Mogideon scenes. So it's not to say that she doesn't have moments, but there are also moments that I just hated her. And it's just some of the catty, like, you know, fighting with Elaine and or Egwene earlier in the series. I just wasn't a fan of. But yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, Forever or Morrigan, do you have a character in mind?
I don't. I think I like all of them. I think the only characters I don't like are the ones you're not supposed to like. So, like,
fair.
I mean, like your David Hanlins or your Tylins or whatever. Like, those right. are the ones that are. The thing that come close is probably like the. Sorry for Twitter time white cloak friends, but like when I see the sunburst, I'm just like, oh, sunburst. can I skip this one? I think the show has helped. The show has added some personality to like Eamon Valda and stuff, even though,
right.
but he's also one of those despicable characters. So
that's
but it's humanized him a little, I guess. But they're still, yeah.
He's played well. That doesn't mean we like him.
Yeah, I like Dane, and that's partially because of Tour of Time, Dane and Jay Duffy. So like, he's yeah. leading the pack. So.
Two I'll rivers.
Give them credit.
Two rivers. Love that. Two rivers.
That was yes. well done. Yes, that was very well done.
That was fun. I did see, not to jump in and ahead of you, Wolf Forever, but I did see someone talk about the fact that they made Perrin go and kill Dane's father rather than just have it, you know, Dane think that he killed his father or something the whole time. And they were like, that's a big change. And I was like, I don't know. I think that kind of works. Not to
Dane. Right.
Not to Dane. I mean, well, in the books, Dane didn't see it. So I suppose that's a little less true.
I think it's a...
You know, if you see your father...
Yeah. It's a change to, like, the climax of their story. The way that turns out. But I think it one, was fantastic for television. And it sets right. up next season just perfectly. So I liked it. No, zero issues with it. Their ending can change or you can write it the same and just have some kind of, you know, moment they have together, I guess.
Sort of different punishment. Yeah.
I thought it was really well done.
Let's say. Yeah, no, I agree. It just, I didn't even question it when I saw it. And then we were talking about Dane and that just popped into my head there. So. But yeah, Wolfie, do you have a character in mind? You looked very dubious when I asked the question initially.
My first read through, I disliked Matt.
Okay.
He...
The whole time?
Up until Boots. I actually really enjoyed the Boots monologue.
That I was love fun the Boots monologue. Me. Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I... So, and then on my rereads, I kind of get it. Matt's not really Matt in the first two books. And then, yeah, on that second read through, I was less annoyed with him. And I found I liked him. And, I kind of see, I don't know, maybe... You put yourself in all these characters, right? Like, mm-hmm. and so I was able to see the parts of me in Matt, just like I had seen myself in Perrin, shocker, and Rand and Egwene and Nynaeve, all of them, right? Because mm-hmm. That's what you do when you read. So yeah, it would be Matt for me, but it's not a long-lasting thing. Because there are some thoughts that Egwene has that really get under my skin. But then again, there are thoughts that, you know, Rand has. Just like,
yeah,
just say something.
Yeah.
Talk.
Communication.
Communicate.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think I've said this to a few people. If there was actual communication in Wheel of Time, it'd be a trilogy right. at best. So, you know.
Yes.
And that doesn't matter which side yeah. is having the communication. Yep, right. It's still, you know, it's going to end just, you know.
And to your point, Wolfie, we actually talked about this on Three Wolf Talk when we did the segment of Douchebag Dark Hounds. Is that what we called it?
Douchebag Dark Hounds.
Or Dark Hound Douchebags, whatever it was. You know, yeah. Essentially I made the argument that at some point in the story, everyone was kind of a douchebag. Like, everybody has a moment where, yeah. like, you didn't like them in that moment, or you didn't love what they were doing or thinking or whatever else is going on. So you can almost make the case for everybody, which is why I argued Nynaeve, and I think you argued Matt in that episode, if I remember correctly.
Look at that continuity.
There's some good continuity there. I'm impressed. So, Three Wolf Talk, man. That was such a fun episode. And did you have Jessica Sedai yeah. as your guest?
Absolutely,
yes,
we did.
I believe, yeah, I remember. God, have to do another one of those at some point. So, I love that. You mentioned reading just before, Wolfie. So that's another fun segue into the other question I'd chosen to ask. We're all here because we're readers. At the very least, we've all read Wheel of Time. But, you know, I'm assuming that we've read other books as well. Is there a, in your opinion, when is the best time to read? Like, is there a moment in the day that you're like, this is the best time of day to read?
So for me, it kind of depends. If we're talking actually reading a book, it's typically like going right before going to bed. So I'll get ready for bed, lay down, and just read before, you know, falling asleep or whatever. But audiobook is essentially anytime I'm doing something kind of mindless. So I'll listen to it. And I do the same thing with like podcasts, obviously. But if I'm doing an audiobook, it's while I'm driving. It's while I'm doing yard work. It's when I take a walk, dishes, dinner, you know, things like that. As long as it's not something that takes a lot of my focus, you know, it's typically the best time to like listen to an audiobook or whatever.
Nice. Maury, do you have a favorite time to read?
I kind of scatter my reading throughout the day, so I don't have a set time. I just like will read a couple pages or like 5 pages here or there and then scatter it throughout the day. So like I'm not like the sit down and read for like an hour before bed type of person. So I don't do audiobooks otherwise. So it's like you need to like, so I have to like focus. But so I just like find time to steal away some minutes to read here and there. But it's, and yeah, depending on how busy I am, then it's like less reading or more reading. But I don't have a particular time of day, which is my reading time.
Fair. I'm getting a full range of answers as I'm asking this each week. So, you know, there's no right or wrong answer here. I'm just curious to like get a trend. Wolfie, do you have a favorite time or a time that you think works best for reading?
It's right after the kids go to bed. There's an hour or so where it's before I'm too tired, where I can get some reading in. Sometimes on the weekends, but now that it's football season, football kind of consumes my weekends and my spare time. Audiobooks, I do more than I do reading.
Right. That's still reading, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, well, it's not because I don't have to read the words and mispronounce them in my head. Reading's hard. But audiobooks, I'm very much like Silvertooth. I have to focus. And so, like, I can't work and listen to an audiobook or a podcast. I have to be doing something mindless, like driving or yard work or, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah. It's funny. I asked this question to Bree last week, and Bree said every single moment of the day. She literally is like, I'm reading a book, I have a podcast on the go, and when I'm on my phone, and then when I'm on the computer, I have a different, like, you know, audiobook or podcast on the go as well. And she was like, I have like 4 books on the go right now, type thing. But then I asked, I asked the week before from like Jen and Meg, and you know, Jen was like, you know, last thing at night. Jen was like first thing in the morning, and then Meg was like last thing at night. Everyone's a little different, so it's really interesting to see people's reading habits. So I love it. All right, guys. Maybe now I might tell you. So in the pre-show, I kind of teased something to you, didn't I?
A little bit.
I want to know.
So, like, real time, like as we're recording this, it's Tuesday night. I'm gonna give you like a 36 hour jump start on a bit of news that's dropping. But by the time the podcast episode comes out, it's gonna be old news to people. At least I hope it's gonna be old news, because I'm dropping it on Thursday.
So I can't jump on Instagram after this and tell everybody.
Seal to the pod for a while.
You'd have to actually go and create an Instagram account, Wolfie.
I have an Instagram account. have that.
Do you know your logins to it?
It's my face.
It's your face. So yeah, so I teased the guys with this, but you know, I wasn't sure if I could do this, so I felt bad because it got confirmed today. It got confirmed yesterday, and then I sent off some things for it today to be approved, and then in the process of waiting for that, I then got told I had to wait till Monday, and I was like, no, I don't want to wait till Monday. I wanted to do it on Thursday, because that's like the day I post things. So folks, if you're listening, hopefully you've seen these, like the posts that are going out on Thursday, because I've now gotten back, you know, people got back to me, they're like, actually we work some magic, you can do it on Thursday, it's fine. I was like, yes. So you guys are the first 3 non-MalkyrieCon people to know about this. But if you come to Prague in September, you will be able to meet our guest of honor, Guy Roberts.
I knew it. Yay. I knew it. Of course, my students show up.
Right.
I've been I want to point out, if we'd had live listeners in the chat right now, I would have actually been, guys, we need just to mute all of our mics for a second so they can't hear us while we talk about this on the podcast. But yeah, I've asked Amazon 2 years in a row if Guy Roberts could come to MalkyrieCon, and they turned me down 2 years in a row, but this year they said I could, and after negotiating, I've managed to secure that he can come, and on Thursday, you know, for you guys, obviously you know in advance, but on Thursday I'm going to announce that he will be there as our guest of honor, and I am so excited to have him there. He's pumped for it. We're just gonna have so much fun. There are other people I'm trying to get there. I've had one of them say they would love to come, but I won't know confirmation about that until much later next year. So that one's going to be like a last minute extra. And there's other people that we're just talking to, and who knows what happened. But yeah, I'm really excited that we're going to have Guy Roberts come and join us. So you guys are the first people to know that aren't involved with the convention. Or obviously Guy Roberts. I'm pretty sure he knows. I'm pretty sure people he knows at this stage. So, you know.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
Does he like trains and beer?
He definitely
I know a bar.
He definitely likes beer, because him and I were talking today about stuff. And you know, I was just like, dude, we need to, like, next time we see each other, we'll go for a beer type thing. I'm like, I definitely owe you a beer. Like, and he's like, no, I owe you a beer, Rob. And it's like, okay, I can just see the two of us fighting over who's rounded, this sort of thing. But I'll find out if he likes trains, Wolfie. And then,
No, you're good.
No, because
this is why I never go on.
I'll segue into it and be like, so Guy, I hear there's a bar that like serves you beer on a train or something in Prague. Like, you know about
now
this?
We need to see photos of you two at this bar, the train bar, I think.
The train bar, yeah. Would you die required. If I did that? If I sent you a selfie of me and Guy in a train bar serving beer, would that?
I would be like sad that I wasn't there, but I'd be happy for you.
Well, You just have to come in September, and then we can go to the bar. So I know it's a long way to go. But folks, if you're listening and you're as excited as the guys are in front of me, please go and visit the website, ValkyrieTalks.com/ValkyrieCon, where you'll be able to go and buy your tickets to the convention, because obviously we're releasing the tickets as well. You can come join us in Prague, September 6th to 8th, 2024. I would advise coming for longer than that. Prague's a beautiful city, and there's lots of things to see and do. But yeah, please come join us at the convention, and you can meet Guy and hang out with him. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So, all right, now that's fun's over with, one final question, guys. Now, this question is normally prefaced by the fact that I've asked lots of questions throughout the podcast. And I have asked you lots of questions, but they've been specifically around the fantasy and stuff. And obviously, you've all been on the show or the podcast before. But so that this kind of does help a little bit there in that respect. But is there a question you wish I had asked you tonight? And how would you have answered it? And I'm going to ask Wolfie first. For that, is there a question you wish I'd asked you? You're gonna be like, about trains, Rob. Unless you're really stumped, and maybe I could go to one of the other guys first if they had a question, if they could think of it.
What question do you wish you asked me?
Yes.
And how I would answer?
Yeah.
And my answer. I got nothing right now. If anybody has something, jump in. But
okay. Sometimes people have sometimes people have something straight away. Sometimes people are like, I need to think about this. What do I wish you'd actually ask me about, Rob? Like, I've sat here for an hour and you've just talked about fantasy leagues. Like, I wish you'd actually talk to me about, you know, Egwene's arc.
Would you be my friend? Check yes or no.
Rob, I wish you'd asked me about my MySpace page. You know. Does anyone else have a question come to mind?
Well, I was thinking about I don't have anything. I think we covered everything. I think one thing I was thinking about was I don't think we talked about our logo a little bit, to bring it back to the fantasy league.
That's a good call.
I think we mentioned that Uno designed it, but I think it was, I liked the, I was just looking at some of the samples when I went to go look at the other names that we were deciding, and just, it seems like we definitely had a theme with everything, the ones that we were looking at, and that was kind of like combining the, so we had like the, basically we took like the dark friend symbol, and then we had to redo it, like, do we invert it or something to make it also like a fang? So we kind of like played on the kind of the dark side, the Mori, the Forsaken Shadow side, and then the Wolf brother, and like the Fang side of the Darkon Fang side.
Yeah, I think that the general idea was to have like essentially the dragon's fang, and then dripping blood.
It had blood dripping out of it.
That was like the general idea. And then Mori's Darkhounds, you know, thrown in there in text. So I floated that idea to Uno. And they were awesome enough to pretty quickly come up with a few designs. I tried to offer commission, and they were very much like, no, you know, that's cool.
I have an idea for commission.
So they owe her pizza next time we go to, that was her thing. I gotta get her some pizza or something. Get them some pizza. It was,
Yeah, major props to Uno. Thank you.
I got a commission idea. We'll talk offline.
Okay. Oh, right. Fair enough. No, but that's perfect. I did not ask about the logo, so that is great. I didn't realize. Did every team have a logo? None of us, like, we've talked about this. Was that part of the process, or someone just like got one and was like, I want one as well. So, how did the logos come to be? Was that a requisite
commissioner team? Commissioner Smack asked for everybody's logos, and a lot of the teams were like Wheel and Chill, but what did they change it to?
Igloo and Chill.
Tamir and Tavern did a spin-off of their logo for that.
They clearly don't listen BTP to Weiss Montchelli.
BTP use their own. Yeah, the BTP use their own logo.
North Harbor had a team, so
North Harbor had one.
Yeah, we kind of had to create an original one.
Yeah, so right. there's was... you know, Leafcast. They had their own already, right. So they didn't have to.
Yeah, so there's already kind of content creators involved. So it was, I guess, really that only leaves us and I forget what they named their team, but was it
Flame and Fang?
Yeah,
probably Flame and Fang is what I was thinking about.
Which was Pavara and He Who Comes with the Wine. I'm probably missing around.
That's such a great name.
There was six. Do we miss? Wasn't that six? Igloo and Chill, BTV, Maury's, North Harbor,
Leafcast.
Leafcast. Thing there. Yeah, that's it.
So
nice.
All were the opponents and all losers. I'm going to get in trouble for my smack talk.
Not until season three comes around, because you are the winners. You have the bragging rights.
And that's why Wolfie was captain, because he was the king of smack talk for our team, for sure. So
I went all in right before episode eight.
I was worried we were going to get Amelie out in episode eight, though. I was just like, someone's going to, like, some random Chandler is going to, like, just destroy all the Sean Chan or something and just going to lose. But it was fun.
That is hilarious. I love that. Right at the end, Silvertooth has disappeared again.
He ran away, so he didn't have to answer the question.
He just doesn't want to be here. Clearly, that's it. You know, these people from Michigan, eh? You know, like
cheaters.
I don't know. Well, guys, thank you for hanging out tonight. I appreciate it. We tried originally to get this for Sunday night, and then obviously because of the weekend shenanigans, it was a thing. Oh, there we go. He's come back now. Stop talking the smack about Michigan, folks.
I almost made it to the end there, man.
There we go. Back. You're back.
I thought he was going to lose.
Perfect. That would have been perfect.
Guys, like I say, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate learning so much about the fantasy, because, like I said, I missed it. So I'm going to make efforts to try and keep in touch when this rolls around for season three. And, you know, see if the king of smack talk is bragging appropriately.
I'd bark a lot.
Back a lot, like, oh god, if I did audiograms, that would absolutely be the bit I would put up there. So
well, hopefully you'll see, like, at least one of us wearing a gigantic obscene belt at a Jordan Connor Watcon.
I would love to see that.
Yeah. I'll post it on my Instagram.
Yeah, post it on your Instagram. Look, your wife will post on her Instagram.
Yes, right.
Yes, she will.
I will say, Wolfie, if we end up going to JordanCon, we gotta have the belt for JordanCon.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
You do. You do have to have the belt. This is the thing. So, brilliant. All right. One question has occurred to me now.
Attached to it too,
with like a Maury head attached to it or something. Yeah, that's great.
We'll engrave your face on it.
And then you just have to win every season, because, like, Maury's face is on it. We have to win now. It's not like the World Cup where, like, give you a new cup every time and it's got someone etched on it, you know, like, I've just got a vision of, like, of Moshani sat there, like, right at the last second of, like, the final episode of season three, like, got the engraver out, like, smack, smack, who wins, who wins, who wins, you know, you know, to, like, give the belt out straight away. talking about season three, one question very, very quickly has popped into my head, and I want your first gut reaction. I'm going to give you like a few seconds to think about it. But if there was like an MVP for season three, character wise, like, what does your gut say, like, that character would be? Like, who is the one to watch for in season three, do you think, maybe?
For the fantasy? For the fantasy league?
For the fantasy league.
We get to disclose our
our
trade secrets.
Just like, I'm gonna push it.
It's hard to bet against Ran.
Yeah, that's same. I mean, he should still have another big season. I
Okay.
mean, they've already come out and said that Rand and Perrin are going to be a big focus.
Gotta figure out how Dreamwalking points are scored, because maybe Egwene gets up there with points.
You don't feel that any Aiel character might come in there with a lot of points, maybe,
Oh, definitely
considering we're up to
Coolident.
the waist. Good. That's great. That, ladies and gents, is where we're going to end it off. Cooladin is your pick for season three, folks, for your fantasy points. Mind you, he's got to lose a lot of fantasy points where he just absolutely bails it on a few times. Like, him and Matt, that's got to lose you some fantasy points there, hasn't it? You get butt turned
Cooladin's
into.
gonna win the in-world smack talking points,
That's brilliant. Guys, thanks for hanging out. I really appreciate it. Folks, if you don't follow these folks on Instagram, it's because Wolfie's not there. But a couple of these guys are on Twitter, and I will put those links around. I might, for shits and giggles, put Mrs. Wolfbrother's Instagram account in the description. She'd be
Yes.
like, Wolfie, why am I getting all these followers randomly on Instagram now? What's going on?
Tabara.
There we
She's
go.
got great content.
She does. The Instagram is funny. So, but yeah, thanks for hanging out, guys. Please go and follow these folks wherever you can find them. I'll just go chase them down. The BTP server, my server, Lightsworks server, they're everywhere, rightfully so. They're all great people and a lot of fun to hang out with, as you've just listened. Please like the podcast, subscribe, rate it, all those good things. Come and join us on Threefold Talk, where we do need to organize a Three Wolf Talk again at some point. That needs to happen. And folks, come and join us at MercuryCon. And meet Guy Roberts. If you're able to, I understand it's a long way for a lot of people. But for a lot of people, going to America is a long way. So that's why MercuryCon happens. So yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's in Prague, folks. Come join us. Go to the website. That'll be in the description. But until then, go out, have yourselves a lot of fun, smack talk up some fantasy leagues, and find yourself some love, water, and shade. Thank you so much for listening to Malkia's Wrap-Up. If you'd like to support me, please head over to Patreon, where you can sign up and listen to the podcast as I record each week at any level. And thank you so much. Please follow the account on Twitter, join me on YouTube once in a while, and leave a comment and tell me what you liked and what I missed, because I'm sure there was plenty. But until next time, folks, please find love, water, and shade.